folks jogging, biking, walking round. When a couple of airplanes came around, hit the big towers, knocked them down. Worst disaster on U.S. soil ever. Of course, there's the Indians and a few million slaves and Enron. But anyway, it was worse than Pearl Harbor. President W was flying around far away from New York town. When finally he came on TV, he said, "Why do they hate us? 'Cause we're free. Free to round up dark-skinned, bearded guys. Free to detain anyone who might have ties to Osama, Al-Qaeda. Somewhere in Cleveland there's some guy named Al-Qaeda, K-I-D-A. He's freaking out. Congress quickly rang the bell and tried to fight those terrorist cells with laws designed to never let this country fall to a terrorist threat. Anyone who knows, 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 anyone who might know a terrorist is a terrorist. Well, there's terrorists using your email name, sitting next to you at the ball game. Terrorists hiding in your bed, terrorists barring your head. Never seen so many terrorists. I had to turn in my own mom. You know what they say, unpaid parking tickets, AIDS terrorists. Well, there's laws for this and laws for that to keep those terrorists under wraps. Some folks disagree with these and talk civil liberties, but it's like the Attorney General said, if in times like this you can talk about individual freedom, you're probably a terrorist. If you're planning air travel soon, you might want to think about a weather balloon. Nothing gets past those x-ray peekers, and don't carry nothing in your sneakers. Sorry for all the delays. You wanna get there so dang fast, you gotta take the train.
I have never been so insulted.
Shut up, Dale.
Well, India and Pakistan are thinking of trading nuclear bombs. Israel and the PLO, suicide's the way to go. Meanwhile, the lessons of 9-1-1 are clear. Let's blow up the Middle East. Smoking marijuana, AIDS terrorists. Cuba's our enemy unless we need a prison camp. John Walker Lynn could be your kid unless we get an economic stimulus package. And let's get that guy in Cleveland, Al-Qaeda.